The Israel Report with Rolien Marx. Rolien, how are you doing? What's going on out there?
Oh, well, I tell you, you know, it's getting very hot here, but I'm staying away from all conspiracy theories. But, wow, guys, I'm watching what's going on in South Africa and, sure, very, very entertaining, but not so entertaining is the situation here. And in the last hour or so, we have had 4 rockets and mortars fired from the Gaza Strip into Israel, 3 landing in the Strip. In response, the IDF has attacked Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip. We also have breaking news that Hezbollah say that they are planning a calculated strike on Israel that they say is designed to prevent war. Well, in my opinion, any kind of calculated strike against Israel is anything but trying to prevent war. But one of the sources who is close to Hezbollah and has told Reuters, they've said that the strike is being arranged in a way that wouldn't lead to a war that neither Hezbollah or Israel wants. And this is in response to the accusation that Israel is behind the explosion of the crash of 2 drones in an area of Beirut, which is under Hezbollah control. However, if you read the fascinating op-ed by Avi Zakharov, who not only is the Middle East editor for the Times of Israel, is also one of the writers of Fauda. He says that it's an absolute lie. Anybody who knows anything about drones and Israel and the military will know that A, they weren't Israeli drones, and B, that's not the way Israeli drones behave. We are not, our intention is never to assassinate, but just to warn. So it's heating up quite significantly. We've heard a lot of rhetoric from Hassan Nasrallah. He is the head of Hezbollah. We've heard from the Lebanese as well as Prime Minister Netanyahu also weighing in and telling them they need to just calm down.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a little bit of a frenetic couple of days. It's sort of it's been quiet for quite a long time, Ro. And then all of a sudden, over the weekend or the last few days, we've had obviously that terrorist attack killing that young woman, and the South yesterday, and now the North. All of a sudden, things are very alive. And I just wonder if it doesn't have to do with this next story about Trump saying that he would be prepared to meet Rouhani. I just wonder if the Iranians are not stirring things up a bit with things like the G7 happening.
Well, I think they're definitely stirring things up. And according to the Iranians, the G7 is nothing but a very fancy photo shoot. But yes, we are seeing an escalation, and we are concerned that we now seem to have issues on 5 fronts around us. We have had things heating up significantly in the north. We've just spoken about Hezbollah. We've had the UN weighing in, calling for restraint. You know, we've heard a lot of rhetoric from Iran over the last, I'd say probably year or so. And we've seen their encroachment closer to Israeli territory by trying to mount attacks from areas like Iraq. Israel is alleged to have struck Iranian targets in Iraq. We've seen them trying to use Syria as a staging ground for attacks. It's nothing unusual over the last couple of months when the Israel Air Force has struck Iranian targets from Syria. Also, Syria, the launching ground for a lot of attempted drone attacks on Israeli civilians. We've seen it on the front in Lebanon with the tunneling, the building of tunnels. Also, with the attempts by Hezbollah to try and mirror that of Hamas to engage in arson terror. Thank God that is a trend that only seemed to start once and then was put out by the IDF. The IDF are extremely vigilant in the north at the moment and in the south. And of course, the West Bank and Gaza, you just mentioned the terror attack that took place on Friday, and the weekly riots taking place on our border. And over the last couple of weeks, they have been significantly bigger, and our army has been increasingly on alert. So we are concerned about the possibility over five different fronts. And also, Iran are going to want to use their proxies. Their proxies are Hezbollah in the north, in Lebanon, and just incidentally, Paraguay joins a number of countries in recognizing Hezbollah as a terror organization. In the past, they've been recognized as a guerrilla organization, not necessarily a terrorist organization. That is changing, which is a very good thing. And there are other proxies, Hamas, and of course, rogue groups like Islamic Jihad and the rest of them in the Gaza Strip. So things are heating up, and President Trump said that he is not adverse to meeting with the Iranian President Rouhani. He's prepared to meet with him. However, the Iranians are not wont to be without their own fair share of ultimatums, and they've said they will not meet with President Trump until the Trump administration lifts the sanctions. And of course, being an election cycle, we are very, very close to our elections here, our second elections of the year. And incidentally, guys, if you're keeping score, we're not heading to a third one. Absolutely not.
Well don't say that. No one thought we were heading to a second one. You know, that's,
yeah, but
which
we're going to
which actually brings us
third elections at absolutely all costs. But we have heard from Kahol Levan's second in charge, or the blue and white, whatever you choose to call it, Yair Lapid, also the head of Yesh Atid. He says that President Trump shouldn't meet with Iran until it cedes its nuclear program, its missiles, and of course its threats against Israel. So things definitely moving, shifting quite dramatically on a number of fronts. It's a huge concern for us here in Israel.
And connected with that, blue and white Gantz actually joining Netanyahu for a security briefing. It's quite interesting.
It is interesting because, first of all, it's very unusual. Benny Gantz, despite being the head of Kahol Levan, the blue and white, is actually not the official opposition, even though that the party stands as the bigger opposition, or the biggest opposition to Netanyahu and his Likud. And I thought perhaps he invited him because he's a former Ramatkal, he's a former chief of staff, and very au fait with the situation and the threats posed. However, that's not the reason, Benji. The reason is because he feels that the size of the party, and because of the concerns, and because it's playing out on so many different fronts, it's time to bring him in. Incidentally, if you were wondering who the head of the opposition is, or was rather, it was Shelly Yachimovich, who was the former head of the Labour faction, and she has now retired from politics. So at the moment, there is no real official opposition.
I mean, to be fair, we barely are even sure if there's a government or an election or anything. So,
we do have a government. I just want to clear that one up. We do have a government. It is a caretaker government.
Exactly.
Until we go to elections. But, of course, this is all going to change on the 17th, and I'm not going to predict an outcome. All I'm going to say is,
No third election.
The only thing that's predictable is it's completely unpredictable.
Yeah, absolutely. Except that, what is predictable is we're going to have, Rolene Marks back with us tomorrow on the Israel Report. Thanks so much, Ro. We'll chat to you then.
I'm that predictable. Have a good one, guys.